for calling Family First. This is Valeria speaking.
Hello?
Thank you for calling Family First. This is Valeria speaking.
I'm Olivia. Hi, this is Joy King.
Good morning, Ms. King. How are you? How may I help you today?
I'm not too good. So, Friday, my son had got a text from you guys saying this. It said that my service will be suspended. Also, because he wasn't clocking in or clocking out. So, I called my KK coordinator, and he's going to reach out to you guys today around 10 o'clock because he was giving you all his time sheet. He clocked in all weekend. He got his phone fixed. So I'm going to try to go to another agency because you guys, I'm not sure how your program works, your agency works, but I need to talk to someone like a supervisor or somebody, please.
Yeah, the supervisor is the person that texts you, that sends you the phone number. She's my supervisor.
And yes.
You can call to that number. She's my manager. Or call me and I can take the message. The message was from Nina. Nina Knight, right?
Yes, yep.
Patient coordinator supervisor, yes. She's my manager. As she mentioned it in the message, you can call her immediately or call me. I can take the message. Sometimes she's busy or doing, like, home visits.
I call her. Wait a minute. I call her after he received the message Friday. She never answered the phone. I left a message. I called on the hotline. After hours, she never got back to me. I called her this morning. She didn't get back to me. I'm not understanding what is going on. I've been with y'all guys for not even 2 weeks. Hold up, hear me out. I haven't been with y'all for 2 weeks, and already it's a problem. Hello?
Yes, I'm here. The hours office are Monday to Friday from 9 to 5.
And I called her at 3, from 3:30 to 5 o'clock. She never picked up, or you didn't either.
Okay, you can call in, and I will let her know to reach out to you as soon as possible to resolve this matter.
Okay, but you were handling all the texts. The texts was coming from you, so you don't know what's going on?
No, from Nina.
No, I'm looking at the text now. It says 216-567-551. 551-34. It was this gen number. These texts are from you. They not from you.
7414.
Yeah, he got
it's
one.
From
he
my
got
supervisor.
One.
The yes. My number ends on 36.
Okay. 36. Okay. So this was from her, and he had one from you. But he started. He went and got a new phone because he got paid on Friday. So he did go get a new phone. So he clocked in Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and he just clocked in this morning.
Correct. He's doing well. He's doing well.
Okay.
The message was from just to let him know that he must clock in now, but he did it well. I see the clock in this morning also. So he's doing well.
Yes.
Your services will be suspended. Okay.
Okay.
But, however,
okay.
You can continue calling my supervisor around 10 a.m., okay?
Okay. Okay, great. I will. So my case coordinator is going to still reach out to you guys because, you know, I gave him the message that was given to my son. So he want to know what's going on. Do I have to go to another agency or not? So that's what he want to know.
Okay, so far on my end, it's not necessary. The most important here is that caregiver clocking in and out. So far, he's doing perfect, okay?
Okay, all right. Okay, so no need. I'll call him. I'll let him know everything is okay. So you have a good day, and I guess there's no need for me to call your supervisor because he's clocking in and clocking out. Okay.
Correct. It's not necessary. I would let know to my supervisor also right now.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. You have an awesome day, okay?
Okay, thank
and
you.
And I will make sure you clock in. I will make sure you clock in and out every day on time, okay?
Yeah, that's the idea. Thank you very much.
Yes, 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 yes. Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome, miss. You have a good one.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Thank you.